Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Monday morning for this a little edition of 5 Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 21, where Nicodemus, a Pharisee, approaches Jesus at night and questions him about the kingdom of God. Jesus describes what it means to be born of the Spirit and says that by believing in him, one will have eternal life. The reading concludes with a contrast between light and darkness. Light is a prominent image in John's gospel and indicates the presence of God. So let's begin. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is love. Well, let's begin with John chapter 3. There was a Jewish leader named Nicodemus who belonged to the party of the Pharisees. One night he went to Jesus and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher sent by God. No one could perform the miracles you are doing unless God were with him." Jesus answered, "I'm telling you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." "Well, how can a grown man be born again?" Nicodemus asked. "He certainly cannot enter his mother's womb and be born a second time." "I'm telling you the truth," replied Jesus, "that no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. A person is born physically of human parents, but is born spiritually of the Spirit. Don't be surprised because I tell you all that you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes or where it is going. It is like that with everyone who is born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" asked Nicodemus. Jesus answered, "You are a great teacher in Israel, and you don't know this? I'm telling you the truth. We speak of what we know and report what we have seen. Yet none of you is willing to accept our message. You do not believe me when I tell you about things of this world. How will you ever believe me then when I tell you about the things of heaven? And no one has ever gone up to heaven except the Son of Man who came down from heaven. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him has eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. And those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who do not believe are already judged, because they have not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was in obedience to God. And today's key verse is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life." You know, it's interesting that it appears to me that God purposely meant to trip up Nicodemus, to speak so, full of riddles, I guess, that Nicodemus would throw up his hands and say, I just don't understand. And that gave Jesus the opportunity to bring the good news of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, down to a level where Nicodemus and everyone else could understand the simple plan of salvation. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. Thank you for giving me eternal life by believing in you. Help me grow in faith and share the good news about God's love with those I meet today. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to a close. Join me tomorrow as we'll be reading John 3:22 through verse 36, where John the Baptist acknowledges the growing importance of Jesus' ministry. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.